By now, you have probably heard that you should start your holiday shopping now because of bottlenecks on top of bottlenecks in the world supply chain, shortages of workers, materials, ships. Well, let's have Derek Thompson sort all this out for us. He is writing about all this for The Atlantic, and he joins us now. Hey, Derek.
Hey, good to be here. Thank you.
Thanks for joining. Now, the world supply chain, when it works well, is this beautiful, they call it the just-in-time machine, right? Now the machine seems to be breaking down in all sorts of places, as you've been writing about. I'm waiting for a stove, which is 3 months now, so it's like the global economy Pony Express in some cases. So let's break some of this down. Maybe where stuff is made, often in East Asia, it almost feels like when the pandemic first started, right? And China was the sick place in the world, and all those factories were shut down, and we couldn't get things from there, or they weren't being made. Do we have a version of that going on at the manufacturing site?
Yeah, I think we have a supercharged version of that going on. The pandemic checks and the stimulus checks have given Americans a lot of money to spend on hardware and home goods. And a lot of those hardware and home goods are made or moved through factories and supply chains in East Asia. But a lot of East Asia is dealing with the Delta pandemic. And so they have a lot of shutdowns, and that's making it hard for car parts, electronics, maybe even toasters to come to the U.S. But it's much bigger than that. It's not just that there's a supply chain problem overseas. There's a supply chain problem right here in America. We don't have enough truck drivers. The Minnesota Trucking Association estimates that the country has a shortage of about 60,000 truck drivers. We have too many containers that are bobbing on ships off the ports of California because we need more people to work at the ports, and we need more people to help offload the containers, but we don't have that either. If you're staying at a hotel or maybe you go out to a restaurant tonight, you might also perceive a labor shortage. There are record high job openings in the leisure and hospitality sector, but there aren't enough people right now who are taking those jobs. So in just about every single place you look in this supply chain, from the ships to the trains, to the trucks, to the kitchens and hotels, there is a shortage of something.
Yeah. And let's talk about ships for a while. I saw an article a couple weeks ago about these sky-high prices for ships. And there are these four container ships called, you may have seen this, the Tom Brady, the Gronk, the Edelman, the Belichick, for all the New England Patriot fans out there. 5 years ago, collectively, they sold for about $30 million. Now they sold for 8 times that. So everybody wants to buy a container ship because the container's in the wrong places, or they're just trying to unlock this here. I mean, are we seeing these kind of prices throughout the chain?
Yeah, absolutely. Before the pandemic, just reserving a container for a cross-oceanic voyage for 35,000 books for the publishing industry, that costs about $2,500. Now it costs $25,000. So that's a 10x multiple, not just the 8x multiple that you just quoted. But the container situation is actually even weirder than that. I read a fascinating report from JP Morgan that found that there's a huge imbalance in the price between shipping from LA to China versus China to LA. It's much more expensive to ship toward the United States. And as a result, a lot of companies or who own the containers are shipping empty or mostly empty containers to China so that they can accelerate the process of packing those, shipping them back to the US, and making all of that money. Mm-hmm. So what does that do? Well, it means that all this stuff that might have otherwise been shipped to China is now sitting in packed rail cars that can't unload their goods. Now you have another backup that's pushing down through the supply chain in the US. It's just a snarl of problems affecting so many different stations of the supply chain that, as you said, when it works, we don't even think about it.
And so now the buzzword is that we've gone from this just-in-time global economy to a just-in-case global economy. Let's find ways to address this. And one of them, of course, is to have a lot more redundancies and to shorten the supply chain, build more stuff in America. We've heard that from politicians, etc. Do you sense we're getting anywhere there?
I hope so. I think that Biden's agenda tries to get us there. I think that there's interest among the Republican Party to get us there, to lessen our dependence upon China, which is not particularly popular in the Republican Party or, frankly, in the Democratic Party right now. Yeah. But I see an even bigger lesson here. I call it the abundance agenda. You know, I think a lot of liberals in particular are fixated, often for very good reasons, on redistributing income and goods around the U.S. Well, that's good, but you can't redistribute what isn't created in the first place. The best equality agenda begins with an abundance agenda. And I would like to see both political parties focus more on how do we unlock productivity and production right here in the U.S., not only so that we can reshore the production of materials and electronics and chips that we think are essential to national security, but also to reduce the choke points on things like housing and healthcare. I think that this everything shortage might be the sort of crisis that could yield an opportunity for both parties to see a way to make America better in the long term.
Derek Thompson is a staff writer at The Atlantic. Derek, great to have you.
Thank you.